As we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about.
Yes, it's what we're thinking about. That's the name of our show, What We're Thinking About. I'm your host, Ken Ludwig, and welcome to a beautiful Monday night here in Colorado. I hope it's beautiful where you are, too, and a happy Memorial Day to all of you. I hope you have enjoyed your day, the extra day off. I hope you have had good memories of those who have gone before us and those who have given that last great measure to keep our country free and to give us the lives that we enjoy today. We are in the middle of a pledge drive here at RBN, and I wanted to mention that at the top of the hour here before we even get too far into this. We are looking for your support, and our listeners are where we get our support. We can use all the help we can get. Obviously, if you like what Republic Broadcasting Network brings into your home, then we would love to have some support from you. There's easy ways to contribute to the station, to the network. You can call 1-800-724-2719. Go to extension 115, or you can go right to our website, www.republicbroadcasting.org, and you can donate via PayPal there with your credit card. But you could do it the really old-fashioned way, and you could just send a check to RBN, that's Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN at 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, just like Willie Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I'll run through all those for you one more time real quick here. If you want to call in and donate by phone, call 1-800-724-2719, extension 115. Or go directly to the website and use your credit card and donate via PayPal at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or snail mail. Send us a check at RBN. 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We absolutely greatly appreciate your support and are very, very grateful for all of our listeners out there and for your support just listening to us. But if you can help us financially, we would sure appreciate that. The call-in number this evening is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be looking to talk to anybody and everybody that's got a legitimate thought process around living a more spiritual life, living a more positive life, things they've manifested in their existence. We'd love to know your stories about the law of attraction. And, of course, as always, you can email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's your resource also if you are looking to hire me as your personal coach or your business coach. I am, without any question, the answer to whatever it is that you need to get you from point A to point B, from where you are or where you were to where you would truly like to be. We're going to continue our conversation tonight around the secret and the law of attraction and applying that in our lives. I'm looking forward to having some discussion. If we get some callers, that would be a real thrill to have them call in and discuss this with me. We'll start our conversation when we come back from break. And I'm looking forward to a wonderful night with you all, and I hope you're looking forward to the same. Talk to you in a little bit.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found.
But and we are back. Left and right and safe. And that's what we're thinking about. We're thinking about solutions can be found. That is my good friend Barry Ebert with his great song, It's What We're Thinking About. I love that song, and I hope you're loving it. As I've said before, it will be out on a CD in short order. You will all be privy to that information about when it's coming out and how to get your hands on it, because I'm sure there's going to be lots and lots of people who want to hear from Barry and what else he has to say. His message is all positive. It's all good. It's all spiritual. It's kind of a throwback guy. He reminds me of somebody from the 60s and the old protest songs. I truly love his music. I love his work. So we have I have a great quote for you here tonight. This is from a fellow by the name of Don Herold, and I'm not really sure who Don Herold is, but this is one of the great quotes of all times. It says, "Unhappiness is not knowing what you want and killing yourself to get it." I just think that is right on the money of where our society is, where we are going with our lives, what we are backing ourselves up against. We are constantly just killing ourselves to get to something we don't even know what it is. That is what is maybe one of our biggest blockages in using the law of attraction and all the other laws of the universe to attract the good into our lives, is just simply not knowing what we're after. Clarity is the key to so much of all of this. And when you can get clear, when you can reach a point where you've decided what you want, you know what it is you want, and your desire is for everyone to have that good along with you, then you will not only find yourself not killing yourself to get it, you will find the path to it relatively easy. We mentioned last week, or Friday night, I believe, we mentioned the we were starting to talk about applying the law of attraction in your life. And we started to talk about the necessity to contemplate and meditate on what you're truly after, what your desires are. And you have to know that the good you seek is absolutely seeking you. And you have to have total and complete faith in the scenario that you're trying to create. Now, for those of you who have seen the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, there's a great example in that movie. A fellow by the name of John Assaroff, who's an executive coach, had created a dream board years ago. And on that dream board, he put a picture of what he considered to be his dream house. Several years later, he was sitting in his office. I'm not sure if it was his office or his study. I think he was in his office. And his young son inquired about a box that was on the floor, asking him what was in it. And John said, "Those are my dream boards." And his son, of course, wanted to see what a dream board was, so he pulled out a dream board, and it happened to be the one on which he had pasted the picture of his dream house. And in that moment, he realized that he was actually living in that very house. Not one just like it, mind you. He was living in the exact same house he had put on his dream board years later. That, to me, is it's a story of infinite possibility. It's a story of the law of attraction, how it works. But there's many different lessons there on how the law is operating in that particular set of circumstances. Of course, there's that affirmative intentionality, which we talk about all the time. When he put that picture on that dream board, he was expressing that affirmative intentionality, that is what he was looking for in his life. And simply by placing that picture on the dream board, he was placing his desire into the universe, into that divine circuitry. Now, obviously, we have no way of really knowing what his thought processes were once he was done with that, but he certainly expressed a degree of faith simply by placing the picture of the house on the board. Now, there's no question that the entire process set the wheels in motion for his conscious mind to move into the direction of his desire, but there's a much more important piece than that, because we have talked several times about the most important, the biggest, most consequential piece of your attracting force is your subconscious mind. What he really did, more importantly than move his conscious mind in that direction, was to activate his subconscious mind and to move it in the very same direction. And that is truly an amazingly key piece. We need to stop and think about, how do we most powerfully impact our subconscious mind? Because your subconscious mind is the one that is most responsible for your dominant mental attitude, for what you are truly thinking about beneath the surface. So often what we say is not exactly what's going on in our mind. And we've talked about that before, about the little voices, the naysayers, all the little things that stop us from achieving what we're after, because there's always something that is a very, very willing, ready, and able to say, "Oh, you can't do that. That's not possible. That won't work. You can't make money doing that." So we need to know, or we need to develop some ways to powerfully impact that subconscious mind. Because if the subconscious mind is convinced of a certain truth, and your conscious mind wants to go in a new direction, that is just simply not going to happen. It's not going to happen until you get the subconscious mind transformed and move it into alignment with the new direction that you're seeking. Now, that's the... Certainly there's many, many ways to do it, and it's not for me to sit here and say, do this, do that, do this, do that, and you'll get there. Because when I'm coaching my clients, this is where we start to work on processes, where we work on what's going to work for you. The most important part of my process as a coach is you, the client. The most important part of the process is, what are your needs at the moment? How do you relate? Some of us relate visually. Some of us relate auditorily. Some of us relate in a physical manner. It's all about figuring that out between myself and my client, and then moving into the processes that will work best for them. So what I'm going to do tonight is just give you some suggestions on some things that I hope will work in a general sense for most people. The first thing you want to do is you need to understand a little bit about the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is our literal mind. It really doesn't understand abstractions. It doesn't understand anything but exactly what's going on in the now. It's totally based in the senses, so it knows what it's being fed at the moment. And it is the habitual mind. It is the mind through which what it has been fed is what it develops into using as our default thinking. We've talked about that before, where we get to a point where we don't want to take responsibility. We're just, something happens to us and it's, there's a subconscious switch that goes off and says, this is not something you want to deal with. This is not something you're equipped to deal with. This is not something you like. And we go right into our default thinking. And our default thinking is that predominant mental attitude I mentioned earlier. And that comes almost exclusively from what you have developed as your neural connections via the subconscious mind. The best way to work with the subconscious mind is through some kind of affirmative knowing. Affirmative knowing, what I mean when I say that is things like affirmative prayer. Things that we're all familiar with, just affirmations. Something that is for the purpose of cultivating a total sense of acceptance. You have to do it with great feeling. You have to use all the components of your mind. You have to feel this down to your very core that you are working on changing your reality. Changing, if you will, your core beliefs. And these are the beliefs that you have developed over years and years and years of your subconscious mind making your neural connections. I'm consciously repeating myself here so that you're getting this connection between the subconscious mind and your neural connections. You build this neural net of connections in your brain based on your repeated thought processes. We've all heard that old line that 80% of all the thoughts you have during the day are the exact same thoughts you had yesterday, the day before that, and so on and so forth. And there are hundreds and thousands of those thoughts that go through your mind every single day. So we're trying to cultivate this total acceptance. What you want to do is use all the components of your mind. This is all inner work. This is all stuff that you do for yourself, with yourself, through yourself. There is no need for outside stimulus. This is totally me working on me. Now, some people, as I mentioned earlier, will use the visual. And if you're someone who uses the visual, you want to paint pictures. You want to picture you're good. You want to picture that thing that you have your heart set on. It doesn't have to be a thing either. Let's be clear on that. Things aren't what it's all about. Too often I kind of wander into that thing part of, because it's the material thing that so many people relate to. It's easy for us to grasp onto that. But this is very much about changing your personality, changing parts of you that don't work, changing things, parts of you that are not serving you anymore and that truly make you feel uncomfortable or make the people around you uncomfortable. So it works on every level of whatever new experiences you want to bring into your life. And once again, if it's the visual, picture your desire in your mind. Suppose you're someone who works in the hearing level. Absolutely hear what it sounds like. Feel it in every sense of the word. How does it smell? How does it make you feel? How does it make your family feel? If you're going to change things in your life, know what the consequences are. And we're not talking about anything that would even be remotely considered in the negative realm here. We're totally and only talking about the positive. Know what it is that you want and know that it's going to affect you in a positive fashion. And let's throw out some examples. If you're looking for a new job, picture that job. Know how that job will feel. Know how the raise in salary will lift up your lifestyle, your family's lifestyle, how you'll be able to get this for your child or that for your child. You'll be able to buy pretty things for your spouse. Whatever picture that takes, know that in your mind and know that is part of feeding the subconscious mind so that it is seeing and feeling and hearing and knowing what it is that you're after and what you truly want to manifest in your life. You absolutely need to use all the images, everything to affirm and know that your good is upon you, that it is here right now. Use all of the tools that you have. Every tool that you can learn from me, every tool you can learn from everyone else. And you will implant in your subconscious a vision of what your conscious mind intends to do. And that will assist in getting your subconscious mind in alignment and moving you forward. Go back to what we talked about earlier. If your subconscious mind believes a certain truth and you decide you're going to go in a different direction, it just flat out ain't going to happen. There's no way that the blockages that your subconscious mind will throw up will allow your conscious mind to move forward into what it absolutely wants. So, there's a big piece. Chew on that one for 3 minutes, and I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite.
We're back.
For a half hour every day.
Here we are. That's Barry Ebert with It's What We're Thinking About, which obviously is where I got the name of this show, What We're Thinking About. Welcome back. I'm Ken Ludwig, your host. I wanted to spend a minute here and do a little housekeeping work. First and foremost is our call-in number. I am looking forward to hearing from you tonight. I would love to chit-chat with anybody out there. Phone number here is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. My email address, if you are interested in hiring me as your business or personal coach, or if you would just like to chat in a different forum than on the telephone, please email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Also want to touch base here with our drive, our pledge drive for RBN. Republic Broadcasting Network is looking for your support. Our listeners support us to a large extent. We need your help to keep us going, to keep us moving forward and bringing you the messages you want to hear. And I'm hoping right here and right now that this more spiritual message and positive message is the one you're looking for. This is the one that will lift you up out of the world of victimization and into that world of victor, which we have talked about many, many times, and we will talk about many, many more times. But if you would like to donate, if you would like to help support this wonderful network and what we're trying to accomplish here, please call in 1-800-724-2719, extension 115. That's 1-800-724-2719, extension 115. Or you can go directly to our website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. That is www.republicbroadcasting.org. There you can use your credit card and donate to us via PayPal, which we would greatly appreciate. And lastly, of course, is the old-fashioned way. There can just be a plain old check and sent to RBN via snail mail. That's RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, at 1015 South Mays, like Willie Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The call-in number one more time is 1-800-313-9443. Give me a call. Let me hear what you have to say about the law of attraction and what it's, how it's working in your life. So, we're talking about how we access that subconscious mind, and I think we gave a couple of examples out there that will help just about anybody at least start the process. If you're looking to get, bring the process farther, there's more work to be done than just starting, but I think that'll give us a launch point, and hopefully as time goes by here, we'll give you more and more information that will help you with that. So the next thing you want to do is recognize that you must reinforce the thoughts with which you impact your subconscious with the activities that further solidify your intention in your subconscious mind. Now, that's a big point there. You have to ask yourself every day, what can I do today and every day to become a living embodiment of my desire? How do I make every activity a part of accomplishing my goal or my task or the change I wish to see in my life? Let's take that even a step further. Let's talk about something we've talked about before, actually. When you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, what is the highest vision of my life today? And as you think about that, about the various things that are going to happen during your day, the different activities you will have, the meetings you have, the lunch date you have, all the things that you are pretty sure are going to happen that day, all the activities that probably will transpire, if you stop and think about them and actually then rehearse their outcome, and you heard me right, rehearse the outcome. Figure out what's going to happen in the events of your life before they unfold, before they even happen. Figure out what's going to transpire. Now, is that going to work 100% of the time? No, it's not, and it certainly won't work at first. But I'll guarantee you this. If you start every single day with that exercise, I will absolutely tell you that over time, the play that is your life will start to more and more closely resemble your morning dress rehearsals. And there is nothing but truth to that, because what you are doing, once again, is creating that neural net. You are conditioning your subconscious mind. You are actually creating an activity for your mind to reinforce the positive that's going to happen. Now, of course, the negative can happen as well. So if you wake up in the morning and say, what's the highest vision that can happen to me today? And you start to rehearse the events of your day, and you think about, okay, I have that meeting with the boss about getting a raise, and jeepers, Christmas, there's no way he's giving me a raise. Well, expect that to be the reality. This is all about rehearsing it in a positive sense and knowing that spirit, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, is conspiring for your highest and best. Your subconscious mind is part of the outlet of that oneness, of that overall intelligence of the universe, and you are creating new neural connections in your brain in anticipation of the events that are going to transpire, so that you are setting them up to transpire the way you want them to. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. I'll talk to you in about 3 minutes.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It's not enough to go around.
Other folks think those are no folks that I know, that's for sure. There is no scarcity. There is only the abundance of the universe. And as long as I am clear that it is an abundant universe, that is what I will be experiencing, that abundance. I love that thought. I have another great quote for you here. I am never defeated. With God, all things are possible. I don't have anyone to attribute that to. I'm almost thinking that that's kind of a takeoff on a Bible quote. In fact, I'm quite sure it is. I also have another one here from Lin Yutang, who I believe was a Buddhist mystic, who said, "Peace of mind is that mental condition in which you have accepted the worst." I love that thought. Once you have accepted the worst and recognize that it is just not all that bad, that the universe is still here, that the earth is still spinning, that you are still alive, and everything is still conspiring for your highest and best, once you get to that position where you can accept those things that happen as just circumstances, because the worst is always just circumstances, when you've gotten to that point, you will certainly have achieved peace of mind. I just love that thought. It's a great one. So, back to our discussion here about the law of attraction and the secret. The next thing we want to talk about is that you are a co-creator of your life, but you must absolutely be in total alignment with your desires. You can't have a goal for greater prosperity or for being in control of your life and go out and talk about your money fears or hoarding all the good you have and not sharing it with anybody or being angry at all of the people who are out there prosperous. If you're somebody who curses every millionaire on the planet, don't expect to be joining them anytime soon. You can't be out there railing against those people that you think have victimized you. You must absolutely seek to live in an abundance consciousness, to live in joy, to practice that gratitude in all things. That gratitude, I repeat that over and over again, and you'll probably, if you continue to listen to me on this show, you're going to hear that word gratitude a billion times, because I believe gratitude is the alpha and omega of manifesting your heart's desire in this life. If you are not grateful for everything you have from the get-go, then you have no room for more good to arrive. So you must be grateful to start with. And understand the reasoning behind this. If you are not grateful for everything you have, it's because somewhere in your mind you believe that something is lacking. And that's where that subconscious thought process comes into play, because it is a subconscious thought. You may think, wow, I have a great life, I have a wonderful life. And somewhere in the back of your head is that little thought that says, but if only I had a Jaguar, I'd truly be happy. You're not totally grateful as long as you have that one piece that is missing, that feeling that there is something lacking, that you are short a piece of stuff to be grateful for. Because until you are totally grateful, once you are totally grateful, that's when you open that space for more good to arrive, and then you must absolutely be grateful for it as well. And you have to celebrate that. You have to have this consciousness of prosperity and abundance all around you. Know it. Realize it. Look around you at nature. If you have trouble just recognizing prosperity and abundance all around you, stop and look at nature. It doesn't get any more abundant than the beauty of the trees and the flowers and the animals in the forest. It just doesn't get any more wonderful than that. There's nothing I can think of that's more beautiful and things that I am more grateful for than those things, because they are truly the joys of life. You must absolutely recognize that abundance, and you must celebrate it for yourself and for everyone else. You're going to have one heck of a time manifesting more in your life if you resent that for anyone else, anyone at all. You must be clear with that one. You've got to want the same abundance and prosperity for everyone you want for yourself. Be glad for them, be happy for them, and celebrate for them as you would for yourself. And again, you clear that space and remove blocks so that you can be that channel that we spoke of the other night, for the divine circuits to flow through and bring you your fondest desires. Ask yourself how you can start. You have to learn to start now. You have to start today. You cannot start yesterday. You cannot start any younger. You have to start today. Interestingly, though, and I think to our advantage, is you don't really even need a plan, because you can start right where you are, right this very second, because all of the work is virtually inner work. Not virtually, it is inner work. Every bit of it comes from within your own heart. It starts there and moves outward from there. The outpicturing of the divine perfection starts at the core of us where the divine resides. Okay, so you can start right now, right this minute. It all starts and ends with what you're thinking about. What is the dominant mental attitude that is controlling your life and what you attract? Now, I know, in fact, I'm very clear that many of us would love to change the way we're thinking, but we have no idea how that looks. How do I change a lifetime of what I've been thinking? For some of you, a select few, those who are truly serious about wanting to make big changes in their lives, the answer is in a guide, a full-time advocate, or someone like me, a personal coach. And I'll let you know a little bit here about what I do. Would you like to learn how to use what we've been talking about to grow your business or to change your life, to attract more of the good that you deserve? Would you like to know why you attract what you do? Would you like to get clear on your subconscious and clear it out? That's the major attracting force of your life, as we talked about so many times. How would you like to just clear that out? Back up the consciousness dump truck to your brain and get rid of all the garbage that is in your mind that is blocking your subconscious activity. What would it be like to tune into a more spiritual way of life and to always be in the flow of prosperity? Those are just some of the areas I touch upon with my coaching clients. I do have a proven methodology that virtually guarantees you'll get what you desire in this life if you're motivated to succeed and willing to follow my lead. email me your name, your email address, your phone number. Suggest three convenient times that I can choose from to call you, and include your time zone. That's very important, so I know what the time differentiation is between where you live and Mountain Time, where I live. Email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and I will give you absolutely free a complimentary coaching session to see if it's something that'll work for you. So email me your name, your email address, your phone number. Suggest for me three convenient times that I can choose from to call you, and also include your time zone. And email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net for your totally free, no obligation, complimentary coaching session. Now, back to what we were talking about here. You need to be, of course, you've got to approach every situation with that gratitude. That's very important. I want you to stop and think for a second. Everybody out there, stop and think about, what is your fondest desire? What is the one thing that you truly, absolutely want to manifest in this life, that you want to be the reality of your life? I'd like you all to think about that. And while you're thinking about it, grab a pen, because I'm going to want you to write something down here, something that we can use as an exercise. This is an exercise that will work for everybody at every level. And when you've got that fondest desire in your head, you've got your pen in your hand, you're ready to write this down. This is what I want you to write. I am so happy and grateful that I am now experiencing the fulfillment of my vision. I'll give that to you again. I am so happy and grateful that I am now experiencing the fulfillment of my vision. This is an affirmation that you can use in virtually any scenario, but it calls for going back to what we talked about earlier in this conversation. You need to vision for yourself what it is that you want, what it is that you're after, what is your desire. Know it, feel it, hear it, see it, smell it. Whatever sensory parts of your mental powers you need to use, focus on that to draw into your mind exactly what your fondest desire is and how you want it to look in your life and how you want it to draw it. And then you can just very simply use this affirmation. I am so happy and grateful that I am now experiencing the fulfillment of my vision. Excuse me. You have to say that with feeling. You have to say it with that knowing. You have to absolutely be grateful, of course. And it has to be done in the sense of it's an experience of the moment. I absolutely am happy and grateful that I am now experiencing the fulfillment of my vision. That now is hugely important, because that's what puts it in the moment. It is right this second that it is happening. Jesus said it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He was referring to you. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's you, that's me, that's each and every person on this planet. And of course, the kingdom about which he spoke is the totally prosperous and abundant kingdom of heaven. Jesus also proclaimed that that is here and now, so that that experience is no different from any other experience of our lives. The experience of joy that we would consider to be heaven, that so often is described as a final destination, is not a final destination at all. It is here and now. It is in this moment that we choose to experience the kingdom of heaven by choosing all of the principles, all of the life, all of the goodness that we would attribute to arriving at that destination if it were the final destination. I want to give out the phone number here real quick. It's 1-800-313-9443. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. If you would like to call and discuss any aspect of this with me, I would love to hear from you. It's 1-800-313-9443. The most important aspect of what Jesus said about it being the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, and that the kingdom of heaven is here and now. He also made the statement many times in the Bible that the kingdom of heaven is within. That is the real truth that leads to the activation of all of our fondest desires. The one thought that will activate your subconscious without any question is the realization that the kingdom of heaven is within, that all the good, all the joy that we desire is within, as is the entirety of spirit within each and every one of us. We are, as I've said before, made in the image of likeness, image and likeness of God, which means very simply that we are a part and parcel of the oneness. Each and every one of us is a little piece of the divine presence. You must celebrate, be grateful, celebrate everything. Be joyous and loud with your gratitude. Know that every single small victory, every little success, every positive occurrence of your life is your creation. That you attracted those circumstances into your life. And in that recognition, when you get to that point where you recognize those, in that recognition, you will build a faith that you can use on demand. You will know that I can manifest what I want in my life on demand. Not that it's going to appear tomorrow afternoon or that it's going to be in my lap before dinner time. That's not the way it works. Always take into account the divine timing, which is completely different from our own. But when you take that into account, you will see clearly that you can do this on demand. You can do it anytime you wish. It works 100% of the time. There really are no exceptions. It always, always works. So I also want to be very clear here, because we talk about the positive, the affirmative intentionality, and we talk about the positive manifestation in our lives. It's very important to me that we discuss all of this in a positive framework, because in my worldview, everything has a positive side. I am always looking for that silver lining. I am always looking for the good in every circumstance. And I've discussed a couple here and there, the good that I saw that came from the tragedy of 9/11. I see good that comes from every horrible world tragedy, the tsunamis, all of those things. There is good that comes from them. And I see that there. But we must be clear also that the opposite is true, that we can attract into our lives all the negative we want as well. And we don't necessarily want it. We don't necessarily express it. When we get sick, we don't say, yeah, right, like I was thinking about getting the flu. Like that's what I really, really wanted. Well, that's where the subconscious thing comes in again. Your predominant mental attitude may have been affected by reading too many stories about a virulent strain of flu that's coming this winter, or too many stories on TV about flu outbreaks, whatever, somewhere in your subconscious mind, you planted that thought that you were going to get the flu, and that may have brought it into your life. Now, that's not to say that every time you get sick, you've attracted that into your life. It's to give you an example of what can transpire and bring illness to you. There are other ways to bring illness to you. There are suppressed emotions. There are other things that just completely weaken our ability to withstand the constant onslaught of viruses and bacteria that are all around us all the time. We really kind of live in a sea of bacteria and viruses. Those are opportunistic organisms, and if you are open, they will arrive. That's the attraction piece, is to never be open to that. But again, to move away from the disease piece, just the negative experiences, the negative circumstances of life. When you are in debt, recognize that in some way, shape, or form, your debt is an absolute result of your present awareness. And if your awareness is on debt, that is what you'll manifest. If your awareness, contrary to that, is on the abundance of the universe, and that it is an absolutely prosperous universe where everything that I need for to live a happy and opulent life is available to me, I have put my mind clearly in a different space, and that should much more clearly be the experience of my life. The purpose of this part of the conversation is really to make everyone understand that there is negativity that comes into our existence because we either have our guard down and we are buying into the collective consciousness, or we subconsciously have a negative thought process going and our predominant mental attitude is negative. What we're talking about tonight is changing that attitude. What you are thinking about makes all the difference. And what you think, how you think it, the information you put into your head is what gets you there. Homer said, the hearts of great men can be changed. That must mean you and I can be changed as well. The only way you change your heart is to change your thinking and to think about things in a more positive, life-affirming, spirit-expressing way, so that you are not leaving yourself open for the negativity to arrive. In a good many ways, I believe the negativity is not a whole lot different than the bacteria and viruses in the world. I think we swim in a sea of negativity from the media in particular and from the good opinion of other people, that there is this negativity floating around at all times. And if you are not vigilant, if you are not disciplined, and if you are not building for yourself a daily practice of always looking to the good, to the more life-affirming aspects of this existence, then you are leaving yourself open to the opportunistic organisms that would be bacteria, viruses, and the negativity of the society we live in. I always find it a little scary when I hear people talk about not being in control, that there is this group, that group, and another group that is controlling everything around us, and that just flat out is not the truth. The truth is that if you think someone is controlling a portion of your life, change that. Step into that victor position from the victimization position, and you will find a whole new way of living. We are going to take a break here for 3 minutes. I'll see you on the flip side. I hope you're enjoying tonight's talk.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for
a half hour every
day. All right, we're back.
Now it's 24/7 Red Alert.
This is What We're Thinking About, and I am Ken Ludwig, and that was my good friend Barry Ebert singing It's What We're Thinking About. In case you didn't get the idea, that's where the name of this show came from. I would like to one more time mention that we are in our pledge drive. We would love donations from you out there, and if you're listening to me tonight, it would really make me feel great if you chose to donate during this time, because that would say that you were doing it in appreciation of this magnificent show. At least I hope you're thinking the same thing I am that way. There are three different ways to donate. You can call in 1-800-724-2719, extension 115. That is 1-800-724-2719, extension 115. Or you can donate at our website by using your credit card over PayPal. You go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. That is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can send us an old-fashioned check in an old-fashioned envelope with an old-fashioned 41-cent stamp to RBN 1015 South Mays Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas 78664. I want to make this offer one more time this evening. If you would like to learn how to use the things that we've been talking about and to grow your business or to change your life and to attract more of the good that you deserve, or if you would like to know why you attract what you do or how to clear your subconscious mind, which is the major attracting force of your life, if you want to find out what it'd be like to tune into a more spiritual way of living and to always be in the flow of prosperity, what I would suggest to you is that you think about hiring me, partnering with me as your coach, because these are just a few of the areas that I coach my clients on. I have a proven methodology that virtually guarantees you'll get what you desire in this life if you are A, motivated to succeed, and B, willing to follow my lead. So if that interests you, if you think that calls to you and you would like to take a giant quantum leap forward in your life, email me your name, your email address, your phone number. Suggest to me three times that would be convenient to call you, from which I may choose one, and also include the time zone that you live in. I'm in the mountain time zone. I'd like to know the time differential. Send that information to me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. I think we can change lives together, and I would love to have some people who would work with me on a different level here. This is a kind of a new style of coaching I'm doing, different from what I've done in the past. This is a much more spiritually oriented program, and I think you will find that it will not only change your life, but it can change your business as well. So I have a couple of great quotes there I wanted to share with you this evening. If you wish success in life, make perseverance your bosom friend. If you wish success in life, make perseverance your bosom friend. We have talked so many times about staying the course and about focus and about don't ever give up, because it's when you give up that success is just over the horizon. I have absolutely enjoyed our time together again this evening. I wish you all a magnificent end to the Memorial Day holiday. Safe trips home, safe travels for you all. Wednesday night, Frosty Wooldridge is going to be our guest. We look forward to hearing you then. Have a great night.
When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives.